Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. with a big A. Sinani who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on your FM dial, 99.9 KKTC, True Country.
True America.
True Sinani, folks, because Sinani's on your side. Here we are another day on the Hostile Zone. We are thrilled to be here yet another day. It's another year, another week. The episodes are just, they all seem like one big episode.
Yeah.
But I'm your host, as always, the infamous in your face, Eric Sinani. How does it go? I think it goes like this. I think I heard it, in your face. I'm accompanied by the on-air talent and vocal extraordinaire, Miss Bianca C-S-E-A.
Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Plenty of days off due to the holiday and vacations and stuff, but I'm happy that we're all here.
Yes.
And everybody's doing well and good. So with that being said, we have an interesting lineup for today's show. As you're aware, you know, folks out there too, that we get lots of calls from the general public, our viewer audience. We are a syndicated show. We're on 7 days a week, primetime. Mm-hmm. We're on twice Monday, once live, and then again, West Coast, after that. And we're on 5 days a week, brand new shows, and re-airs on Saturday and Sunday. Plus, we have some other shows that we are in actually production building as we go.
Right.
And people know, the folks out there know what it is that we cover on this show. And we get tons and tons of emails from people who want their story to be heard. They feel that they're not being treated fairly. They feel the government is overreaching and abusing them. And they reach out. And we get so many folks right on the ticker on the screen here, the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, Eric Sinani at bbstalkradio.com, Bianca C-S-E-A at bbstalkradio.com, and of course, Eric at ericandrewsinani.com. So we get reached out on, and there's a number to text and call. What is that number?
917-877. 0171.
You do that with such boys.
Thank you.
So before we get started, because we have somebody on here that I want to interview today who's going through some serious issues. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about it, but we're going to bring it in on the radio here. We got to start us off with a song. So Miss Bianca, what's going to be our first song of the day for our fans?
What you want, me or the?
You song? Are the maestro. Kick it off. Pick a song
for me.
On the list of the ones to, or probably that.
Oh, okay. We have Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Right here on 99.9 FM dial, we're going to bring you Toby Keith. Rest in peace. We love you, Toby Keith. Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army, we lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He might came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear motherfuckers start ringing her bell. And it'll feel like
doesn't love that song.
Yeah, it's a
doesn't
great
everybody
song.
Love that song?
Yeah.
Everybody yeah. loves that song. All right, well, we're back at you live right here on 99.9 KKTC. So as discussed prior to Toby Keith, rest in peace again, good patriot. We have a guy here in state backstage. We're going to refer to him as Jeff. Hey Jeff, come on into the show. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.
Thank you, Jeff. So please tell me, you sent an email, and what is it that you said that you want, that why you had sent an email to me?
Well, I'm not certain what words to use here, but
use any foul language, number one, but tell me why you chose me in this show. I remember what you said. I want you to say it.
You have balls.
Thank you. Hold that. Yeah, and there it is.
In your face.
That's right. And I believe you said that you knew if anybody would be willing to address it and look at something, it would be me. And please tell us some. Firstly, Jeff, roughly whereabouts are you from? What time zone are you going?
Central Standard Time.
Okay. Don't give up any too much personal information. But tell us your story. Go ahead and tell us some of your story, and pay attention to the other chat that I was telling you about.
Okay. Well, I'm an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, and I've been very successful for, a small mom and pop. And one part of my vision I've been working on since late 2003, 2004, even have a proof of concept copyrighted in Texas. And I hit a grand slam with that. And I guess it was called back, and it was the end of game for a while. But I'm hoping.
So tell me, without saying specific agencies, what kinds of harassment and things are you facing right now?
Well, I've got a fugitive of justice warrant out for my arrest, and okay. I've been arrested multiple times with attempts to extradite me.
We're very familiar with those things on this show. Just because it happened doesn't mean it's true.
0.0 DUI, and then I was served and attempts to extradite me. I think I was served four times at a courthouse, which is not, you know, allowed. And there were also several attempts to extradite me. And
now, as I understand too, Jeff, you've had issue. A lot of attorneys have refused to take your case.
Very difficult time.
Right. But we have secured somebody that's interested to help you. So
that's
I'm happy to tell you that. Are you there?
Yeah, that's the best news I've heard in a long time. And out of respect for Toby Keith, I'm looking forward to how do you like me now?
Yeah, I got my own personal beef with people too. So I feel your pain, and we're gonna do everything we can for you. That's why I want you to, without giving up too much stuff, tell the world basically what happened. Like what I know that you fear every day. You look over your shoulder. Tell the listeners and our viewers, what are you feeling? What does it feel like to feel as a targeted? You are a targeted individual.
Yeah,
we would call you a TI in our world, or my prior world. We would call you a TI, a targeted individual. What does that feel like?
Well, it feels like I am. I have to keep a very low profile off of the grid. I don't get out very much.
And that's a damn shame. That's a damn shame, Jeff. That's a damn shame.
And I mean, I was down to 130 pounds. Now I'm up around 220.
Are you a veteran? Are you a veteran, Jeff?
I am not.
Okay. All right.
But I respect the veterans.
Okay.
The cost of freedom.
Yeah, and you're college educated?
I am.
What is your degree in?
Marketing, business administration, marketing.
And I know that you've been quite successful. So what do you think you did to pee off certain people to come after you?
I really don't know if it's money, power, and influence.
That's exactly what it is. And that's going to be a new show that we're doing. There's a new show coming out called Eric Asinati Unhinged. Money, power, and politics.
Well, I am certainly, I'm the hostile target of that then, because...
we're not hostile towards you here today. We're going to be hostile to those that abuse their power.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not one of those people that abuse it. You're a victim.
Yeah, and I hate saying that too, but...
I know nobody wants to say that, but you know what? You need this moment. Take this moment. We have 3 million viewers and listeners per episode, and then all of the aftermarket podcast platforms. You have a very, very large audience. So say what it is that you want to say. Say it. Go for it.
I want justice. I want to be heard.
Okay. Without compromising your case, what do you want to be heard?
Well, just how money, power, and influence can basically reduce you to nothing.
Now, I read a lot of stuff. What are some of the terrible things that you've experienced that has happened to you?
and your family. Oh.
Because I know it all.
I would say that the net worth was somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to $6 million. And
you lost.
And now I do not even have a car.
Right.
And I'm using my daughter's.
Wow.
And
I'm very, very, very sorry to hear that.
And I did all the, you know, I followed extraordinary legal advice on how I set up entities and asset protection and everything.
Now, in your entities, did you expose any corruption? Like, I know that I've dealt with a lot of issues because I call a spade a spade and I call it out like it is. and people are afraid of people with knowledge and people with a voice and people who are afraid. And that's why you're on this show right now.
I don't know if I'm just wired to know where to go or I accidentally stumble on things, but I found a lot of things that are just powerfully in support of getting me out of this position.
Right, right. And I did review a lot of it, and I don't want to get into too much detail until the you have your sit down with your attorney, who's going to be taking it on. And when that happens, then we will have you and the legal team on the show as well. But for the folks, tell us some of the heinous things you've experienced. I want the people to feel the visceral, emotional feeling that you and your family have felt. Let them feel the shock.
Well, I don't want to get very deep into this, but my wife was struggling with some personal matters, and she had an accident in the back of a school, and she was arrested for it, and
she was arrested for it.
Pardon me?
And I believe the charges were subsequently turned out to be nothing, right?
Oh, no. Her charges were pretty serious.
But I mean, subsequently, it's just kind of sitting now, right?
Well, I've been treated much worse than she has. And I don't know if that is just from the law firms that were representing her.
Do you fear for your family?
I do.
Do you feel for your family? I feel for you. We feel for you. That's why you're here.
I can't provide for them like a father. I mean, I have grandchildren.
That's a painful statement you just made. That's a painful. I want to explain what that means to me, if you don't mind, Jeff. To me, what you just said, it means that you feel demasculated. You feel like you can't be the man, the father, and wife that you need to be, that you want to be, and that you know you are, and that you've been, and they took this away from you. And I think that that itself is a tremendous thing. That is emotional abuse, at bottom line. That is, whether it be negligent infliction of emotional distress or intentional infliction of emotional distress, those are serious issues. And I know you're feeling, and it's a terrible, terrible feeling. Most recently, anything happened to you recently that has been odd or weird? I mean, I know that they're eavesdrop on your stuff. I mean, I know what's going on. I saw stuff. But I mean, anything recently new that you've experienced?
Just staying off the radar because I mean, I live in fear and that sucks. I mean.
Well, one thing is that you now told millions of people that you have that fear, and we know that, and other people know that, so you're not in fear in silence. Folks, if you're at home listening to this show, and yeah, you've been, what's the text number, Miss Bianca?
It's 917-877-0171.
Or it's thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com, thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com. Reach out if you have any feelings or thoughts on what's going on here. So, Jeff, what do you do on a daily basis now?
I am working hard to get in touch with you. And
You got me. Like 10,000 emails and phone calls, it worked.
Persistence wears down resistance.
You did get me a little nervous on one of the emails when you showed that I was on a long list of people you wanted to reach. do you remember that one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I came back to you, and my tech person emailed them back and said, "What is this?" So basically, you made a list of influential people that you felt needed to hear your story.
I did, and a lot.
Where did I rank on that list?
Well, a lot of people on that list were ones of who's on the other side of this. You're right. The one that I hope will help me expose this.
Oh, I absolutely will help you do that. That's why you're here right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I want to make sure I want to make sure we get the groundwork out there. Okay. And just so you know, this show airs on AM/FM and several other networks, iHeartRadio. Plus, within 24 to 48 hours, this show will be available everywhere in all 54 countries that we span. It'll be available in every music and podcast platform and ebook platform, meaning Amazon, Audible, iTunes, Odyssey, Spotify, everywhere, plus YouTube, plus every social media. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that now you do exist. I have your last name. We didn't put it out. I have the information. It's press protected. I am a credentialed member of the press. We are protected by the First Amendment. I believe so in this country, right? I have a copy of the United States Constitution right here. First Amendment says freedom of the press. So tell us more about your story.
Did
we lose you?
Can you hear me?
You hearing him? Mm-hmm. I got nothing. Ugh. Hold that thought. Don't go anywhere. Hold that. Don't put it in here 1 second. Yeah, put yours in too.
Okay.
So stay with us for a second. We're having a tech issue. Stay with us, buddy.
All right.
Let's see if we're going to click back in. Once we do these blind conversations, it's kind of hard with tech. We're trying to keep you off the grid, Jeff. Speak so if we can hear you. If not, type it into the chat if I can't say something.
Can you hear me now?
I got you, Jeff. All right. So keep going, Jeff.
Okay. Well,
tell us much of your story and I'll tell you when that you went too far.
Okay. What I have experienced, I hope this is not what it always is, but it seems like it didn't matter what part of legal and law you are, that if you were my representation, opposing representation, or enforcement, they all seem to be working on the same goal. Which
are you trying to say that they all know each other and hang out with each other and belong to the same country clubs and social circles?
Oh yes, and there's a lot of different ways for quid pro quo, and a lot of those are illegal.
Absolutely, and ex parte conversations are also illegal. For those out there that are not aware, ex parte conversations are conversations that take place about a case with a judge and other members that are involved in the case that are in a non-official capacity. So going and talking to the judge about a case without other persons there is ex parte. That is not legal.
Oh, that's so not fair.
And we know that they do that. I mean, it's kind of hard to say when you have a public defender, and I never knock the public defenders. I really don't. When you have a public defender, their paycheck says state of whatever state you are. And I'm not going to give up your state, Jeff. State of, let's just say, New Jersey. State of New Jersey versus Jeff. Okay. You know? And the public defender's check says state of New Jersey. Well, the prosecutor's paycheck says state of New Jersey. Right. And so does the judge's paycheck say state of New Jersey.
Okay.
With that said, I get the cross-mingling of what you're talking about. And the other thing, hiring private counsel is very expensive. Okay, so go on. So you were saying that they talk. Keep going, Jeff.
One attorney that was representing me and on some insurance bad faith claims was supposed to be going after the two biggest causes, and one of those, well, I believe both of those are connected, but I believe it involved corporate espionage. And he finally filed the claim on that one, which was the second that occurred. My intellectual property, trade secret, trade dress, proprietary occurred first. And he was also supposed to do that. Well, he filed it. And
did you,
then,
pay, did you pay him? Did you pay this
one? He was on contingency. Okay. But I, but he did settle three or four of the claims, and I never
Took 33 1/3%.
I never received a penny of it. He took 100%.
Okay, don't speak about that any further. Okay,
about that. I will tell you that that attorney and that law firm is now facing criminal and civil charges in Louisiana.
Wow. Don't say it on the air, okay?
Okay.
But all right, what else you got? So how much money have you taken out of pocket for to defend yourself and your family?
Well, I paid one attorney around I'll say $50,000. And $15,000 of that was specifically to focus on the divorce appeal, which should have been easily turned over because if you Google bifurcating divorces in Texas, the number one result is they don't do that in Texas.
Right. Every state operates a little different.
There was a data breach that was allegedly my ex that did it, but I don't know. I know that I was compromised before and after when that occurred.
Well, I know when you were communicating with me, I could see that some of the stuff you sent me was compromised.
I mean, when the friendly name of your certificates is fraudulent, then there's something not right with that certificate.
Right. And I also, when you, in our previous conversations and stuff that you sent us on our official email, we had some intelligence analysts and stuff review some of the stuff. There were some blind eyes looking into your stuff.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I said,
we're going to pass you off to a firm. We'll talk about that off the air, but all that information we're going to turn over. And I'm going to vigorously stay up on this along with you. What is your financial situation right now, Jeff? Where do you stand right now?
I am.
Firstly, how old are you, Jeff? How old are you?
I am 58.
Okay, Jeff, where do you stand as a 58-year-old male right now?
I am, I don't know, according to a legacy bank text balance, I was one penny less from being negative $1 billion in that account.
Wow. So are you getting any kind of income at this point right now?
No.
None. How are you staying afloat, Jeff?
Family.
Wow.
Family is helping me. And
I got to say, you are very tenacious, Jeff. I get lots of emails and calls. You're very tenacious, but we are going to follow this case. We are going to put resources. Our investigative journalists are going to jump on this. And we're going to see on a journalistic perspective. And of course, we will turn everything over to your legal team.
Can't wait.
And I'm sorry?
He can't wait.
I said
oh,
I
yeah,
can't.
No, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you need somebody in your corner. And Sinati's, and I point in the camera every day, Sinati's on your side. People email in. They needed Sinati on your side. Sinati's on your side.
Thank you, Sinati.
I'm here for you. spread the word about the show. Tell everybody, you know, we're going to do all we can do. If there's one thing you want to say, knowing that you have a very large audience right now, without directing anybody's name, but if there's something you want to say, what is it that you could say?
Well, I've coined the phrase family law masquerade massacre. And from digging into LinkedIn, this is out of control throughout America and even in some other countries. And they don't have the best interest of children in mind.
Absolutely. And you know that that's my area of passion. And another one we're working on, which actually is going to circle involving you as well, is a corrupt judge out of another state. And we have been heavily investigating that. And we are close to making sure that judge never sees another day in a courtroom other than sitting in the defendant's chair.
That would be a very good, I would like to be in the courtroom when I can go
and
back.
I'll tell you this, Jeff, this judge knows it. Our team is very large. We've asked across multiple time zones. And this judge knows it. They've actually attempted to plead us to back off. So, yeah, like you said, balls, I got them. I don't care. As long as they're telling the truth. And if somebody is using their position for gain and power and influence over you or another taxpayer, that is where we become extremely hostile.
In your face!
Just like that. Just like that. So, Jeff, tell me, are you behind on all your bills right now?
Well, I'll tell you, yes, but what I will not do is declare bankruptcy.
I was going to ask, the law firm actually wanted to know about that.
I did not. I will not, because I should be such powerfully positioned to leverage my faith.
I love it. I love it, bro. You don't want to admit guilt when you didn't do anything wrong.
That's right.
Never admit guilt. Never admit guilt.
If you're guilty, you're guilty, right?
I take accountability
and responsibility for it.
Right. But, well, I would say holding a law degree, I always tell everybody you're never guilty. Make the system. That's what the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, is your due process. That is the culmination of all of the amendments below. It's giving you the right to be presumed innocent, to having the punishment fit the crime, to having bail within reason, and to not having you financially destroyed. And one of the other things that the government does is they use the media, not this guy, not me. I'm a member of the press corps. I'm a member of the union. I'm with all them, but I'm not going to be influenced like that. But they use the press to convict people before they ever get to trial.
Yeah.
So, use me and my people to help you get your message out to counter their message.
I appreciate you taking the reign of the narrative.
I want to hear the truth because I'm an academic by nature. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of things. I'm involved in many, many, many things. Many things that people don't believe I'm involved in. I am involved in everything that I've ever quoted to have done or be involved in. I have explicitly done and been involved in every training and everything that I've ever said I have done. And I don't like when people try to take that away from you because they're afraid of it. And you, my friend, Jeff, they're afraid of you. They're afraid of you.
Well, I don't think they're afraid of just me, but having some zealous, strong legal representation than they should be.
Oh, well, when we talk after the show and you find out how many people are coming on board to help you, you'll be, I think they might change their attitude.
Looking forward.
I have a very large reach and I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of people that are interested. and I'm going to cover this continuously. And if this means that we have you on all the time, then we will. And if we have your attorney at that time, obviously you decide if you don't want this firm, these two firms to represent you, that's up to you. But that's our offer to help you, is to set you up with them. But if they do, you are welcome on the show. We want to follow this from the beginning to end, because there is nothing worse than feeling afraid of your own government in your own country.
Boy, I was at a point where I thought that somebody could have their driver's license showing everybody and them shoot me in a busy, crowded mall, and there would not be a single witness.
Because, well, you know what? I hear you. We hear you. You hear him?
I hear him.
And I'm getting emails. I will. I'm telling you, people will be hearing you. And we may have to do a follow up sooner than later. Think about one person or one agency that is doing something to you. Without saying the name of the agency, what was it that you would like to say to them and not be afraid to say?
Well, there's more than one, but
pick one that makes you hurt the most at night.
Well, I've given so much effort to all of them but I would say that if they're going to investigate thoroughly. I mean,
right. Exactly. See, here's another thing, and then we have to wrap up the show. But I'm going to stay with you after the show. But one thing, as a seasoned investigator and someone who has dealt with hundreds and hundreds of cases of all different types in my career, both in the government, out of the government, in various things. And I do this even as an academic, as a professor, as a researcher. I look immediately to disprove what it is that I want to prove. That's what makes me different than others. I know that you ran the red light. I saw it. I want to prove that you did it. I then investigate as if I'm the government trying to take you out. And I learn that. And then that helps me come back to how can I help you? That's how I investigate. That's how I do my academic research and my papers. I look for what the other side is going to say, so I'm prepared, and I make sure I know everything. I don't go in there half-cocked.
It reminds me of at Oklahoma State in accounting class, the professor said that criminal minds make excellent forensic CPAs because they know how that side... I guess it's
in order to be one, you got in order to do it, you got to know how to do it.
Yep. Catch me
if you can. Right. I also teach criminology. And it's funny you said that, because one of my favorite quote of mine, I actually saw on a girl tattooed on her arm recently. You were at that premiere event, and it said it was about criminal. It was about criminal, criminology. When you look into the abyss for so long, eventually the abyss looks back.
Well, we're having a stare down then.
Well, we're having definitely with that. Well, Jeff, I'm going to have to let you go. Don't leave the line. Just mute yourself out. We're going to close out the show, and I'm going to come back to you.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere, Jeff. Mute yourself out. Thank you very much for coming. Do you have any final questions for him?
I just wanted to say, I was just curious, how many lawyers did you... try to find in order for one to say yes.
Right. Yeah.
How many attorney representations?
Yeah.
Yes. How many attorneys?
Well, let's just say that I have tried so many that equitable tolling should be applicable, because I have given my strongest good faith effort.
Outstanding. Wow. Don't go any further, because I don't want you to give up any of your strategy and then have the law firm that might be taking your case get mad at me. So mute out yourself. Thanks for coming to the show. We're going to keep you informed, folks out there, because Jeff is suffering from overreach of government. And here at the Hostile Zone, we hear you. And Jeff, we hear you. Miss Bianca, do we hear Jeff?
I hear you. We hear you. We all hear you.
And with that, folks, you heard Sinati. We're coming to a hard close. But I thank you, because without you, we are nothing. And without you, we can't help people like Jeff and the many others that reach out to us. Continue to email, folks. Continue to reach out. If you did not hear back from our team yet, doesn't mean you won't. It took Jeff quite a while to get us together, but we're here with him. Come back tomorrow night for the Hostile Zone. Don't go anywhere. Don't make Sinati come looking for you. Miss Bianca, how do we end the show?
By singing the national anthem.
Well, let's do it.
A cappella. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous for the ramparts we walked were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rocked the balls bursting in air, gave proof through the night that
and she's never going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sinati hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to the Hostile Zone, because in Sinati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind. Treat your family kinder, and always love our country.
That's right, folks. Sinati hears you. Always.
In your face!